Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting third. The left fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ken Wood. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Barrow. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Fred Marsh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dwayne Follette. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dwayne Follette. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell takes first base on ball four. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barrow fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Long reaches second base with a double. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Long moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Barrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen strikes out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chapman moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan strikes out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Pillette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pillette hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Young. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Boone applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Lehner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Browns. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Long hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with Feller covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. Easter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lehner. Easter reaches second base with a double. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Easter moves to third. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh juggles the ball. That's an error on Marsh. Easter scores. That run is unearned. It's Browns, 1, Indians, 1. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Barrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrow is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Marsh hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Browns. Dwayne Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett is 0 for 1 in the game. Pellett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barrow scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 2 in the game. Lehner bunts towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Young moves to second. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Marsh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 2 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Easter hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Long takes first base on ball 4. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. Wood hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Browns. Johnny Barrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrow is 0 for 2 in the game. Barrow hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Marsh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett is 0-for-2 in the game. Pellett takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Young hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pellett moves to second. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-2 in the game. Lehner hits a pop-up towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Browns. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barrow fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boone moves to second. Larry Doby pinch hits for Bob Feller. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Boone moves to third. Hegan moves to second. Snuffy Sternweiss pinch runs for Larry Doby. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boone scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Browns. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-3 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lehner. Avila reaches second base with a double. Hegan scores. Sternweiss moves to third. It's Browns, 4, Indians, 4. Bobby Hoag now pitching. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-3 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoag fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 4. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Brissy now pitching. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-3 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Long is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosen moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barrow misplays the ball. That's an error on Barrow. Rosen moves to third. Chapman moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 4. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Wood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Barrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrow is 0-for-3 in the game. Barrow bunts towards the mound. Brissy fields it and throws to first for the out. Wood moves to second. One out. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Marsh strikes out. Two outs. Matt Batts pinch hits for Bobby Hoog. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is walked intentionally. Tom Upton pinch runs for Matt Batts. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Young hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Sacechi now pitching. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barrow fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mitchell moves to second. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-4 in the game. Simpson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barrow scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 4. The Browns will come to bat. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 0-for-3 in the game. Leaner strikes out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-4 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Long is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barrow scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chapman moves to third. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boone. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Boone steals second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Lemon pinch hits for Lou Brissy. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 4. The Browns will come to bat. Steve Gromek now pitching. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Wood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Barrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrow is 0-for-3 in the game. Barrow hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Marsh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hank Arft pinch hits for Jim Sacheki. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Sleater now pitching. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Avila strikes out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-5 in the game. Simpson takes first base on ball 4. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Easter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6. And St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.